An area structure plan seen as the holy grail for affordable housing in Canmore will wait at least one more month before potentially being approved. Town Council unanimously voted to postpone second reading for the Palliser Trail Area Structure Plan, ASP, until its November meeting after it heard almost unanimous support from individuals and organizations, but also concerns that could need addressing. The town-led ASP estimates to create upwards of 1,300 housing units, including about 1,000 affordable units, is forecasted to be built over a 10 to 20 year process. But with the high-level planning document offering an opportunity to massively assist in Canmore's housing crunch, council decided to further discuss community concerns raised at the public hearing prior to possibly approving. "I'm excited about this ASP and this is not intended to be a delay," Mayor Sean Krausert said. "However, we have heard some excellent comments from a variety of speakers. Ellipsis. The essence of this is wherever there has been some suggestions, I'd like to hear from administration on it. Ellipsis. I'd like a written response so we can consider that as we consider the ASP in November." In providing a response to the feedback, that might be an answer as to why this concern is raised and, "we don't think it's an issue because," or, "this was raised and we see some merit in it." The public hearing had several community-based organizations provide feedback, which raised multiple concerns but ultimately strong support for the ASP's potential. A letter from BOWDA's Housing Action Committee recommended changing some language such as the use of shall and must to mitigate downstream issues and amendments, as well as the lack of information on the economic viability of what the ASP contemplates to protect the town, CCH and taxpayers. Jessica Carpat, the chair of BOWDA's Housing Action Committee, said environmental and sustainability goals should be encouraged as opposed to mandatory due to provincial requirements that may block potential partners. She added it was important to maximize density, but also provide additional information on the pedestrian overpass or underpass and define long-term operational and maintenance costs for taxpayers. "It's not clear in this document who is responsible for what when it comes to off-site and on-site improvements," she said. "If the town is building the wildlife fence along the corridor, then say so. If not, how will a complete fence be built comprehensively if it's the responsibility of each individual developer?" A long-term analysis of the infrastructure costs and need is recommended, not making environmental goals and sustainability mandatory for CCH and private development portions, since environmental requirements that supersede provincial codes may preclude logical potential partners from considering this opportunity. Ian O'Donnell, BOWDA's executive director, gave the example of View Canmore and Rundle House being provided extra density but having to remain purpose-built rental, and it was a win-win and a win for the community as well. Michelle Ouellette, CCH's executive director, said they're continuing to see high demand for affordable units. However, she said the waitlist is continuing to grow, but the Palliser Lands offer. She showed how 8.3 hectares of CCH-owned land in the Palliser area projected about 900 units. Ouellette said one area that could lead to 150 units is in the pre-design phase, and detailed design and construction is likely to start next year. The other two areas will undergo master planning this year, pre-development next year and construction in 2025. Plans are made to be implemented, evaluated, amended. It's a planning cycle and you're setting the bar high as a council and a town, she said. I think that's very admirable, but it comes down to the test. Can we do it in a detailed manner? My advice is implement, testing and have the flexibility to change and modify as we go through the different land use planning amendment applications. We have more data at that stages to support our proposals. CCH Chair Rob Murray wrote on behalf of the CCH Board of Directors giving support for the plan, given the potential of the plan to double or triple CCH's inventory in more than two decades of existence. "One of the greatest challenges to getting more non-market units built has been the lack of available land," he wrote. "The relatively large land base in the Palliser area represents what may be our town's best opportunity, now and into the future, to make a significant impact on our housing crisis." In her letter, Tourism Canmore Kananaskis CEO Rachel Ludwig noted TCK wasn't directly engaged in the process and was disappointed, Since the ASP emphasizes high-quality visitor-orientated uses intended to serve the traveling public. She added the Canmore-Kananaskis Tourism Strategic Plan and Tourism Bridging Document, which have both been approved by Council, should include TCK engagement on projects that impact them. The lands had also been outlined as a potential conference center in a 2015 independent study and Canmore Economic Development Strategy, with Ludwig stating TCK's support for more engagement and changes to the ASP. Ebony Rempel, CEO of YWCA Banff, proposed the organization and the town partner, particularly in on sub-area that targets 250 to 350 non-market affordable housing units. The YWCA proposed 50 or more units as well as a 40-unit social enterprise hotel be created to help support service needs for YWCA needs in Canmore. The YWCA's goal is to meet people where they are at and assist them to remain housed, Rempel said in her letter, noting it could fill a system-wide gap in the town of Canmore, as there is an absence of transitional housing programs that provide the same level of housing with supports that the YWCA is offering. Bow Valley Climate Action supported the plans, especially its green development plans with the measures contained in the ASP represent, ing, a step change in aligning public development with the exigencies of the climate crisis. In what's likely the fastest completed ASP in town history, a briefing was provided to Council in August prior to first reading in September. The plan focuses largely on higher density on the Palliser lands that will establish a mixed-use walkable neighborhood that aligns with Canmore Community Housing's CCH goals as well as Council's strategic plan for creating diverse and affordable housing. The original Palliser Trail ASP was adopted in 2000 and led to construction of multiple 3- and 4-story buildings, but was largely halted following the global economic downturn in 2008. At a high level, the ASP has commercial and residential between 3 and 6 stories, though previous public engagement during a 3-week period in March expressed concerns for both building height and density. An online engagement component had 1,636 participants and 199 submissions. The ASP also projects new civic areas, an increase in the town's multimodal transit network, expanding public transit, potentially adding a pedestrian crossing above or below the Trans-Canada Highway and have plazas, gathering places, park space and a plan to expand the protected wildlife corridor area. All new development would be encouraged to be near net zero, solar and EV ready. There would also be no short-term rentals allowed in the ASP area. Flood mitigation at Stoneworks Creek still has to be completed to minimize potential flood risk on portions of the lands and would likely not be able to be completed until the Cougar Creek flood mitigation project is finished. However, pre-construction is underway, with construction expected to start next year. The estimated completion is in the next 2 years. The proposed Silvertip Gondola, which is in the environmental impact assessment phase with the province, proposes a Palliser base station and employee housing in the area. The Palliser lands had previously been discussed as potentially being an athlete's village during the 2026 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games bid and then having it returned to town housing. The Palliser lands have existing apartments on them, but the remaining undeveloped lands are owned by the province, CCH and the town. Prior to the provincial election, the province committed to gifting 2.3 hectares of land valued at more than $8.7 million once a plan is brought forward for developing it. Coun. Joanna McCallum said the overwhelming support for the plan is encouraging, but it was equally important to let the information from the public hearing sink in and return to council. Krausert echoed McCallum's statement, highlighting it was important to have the plan come together quickly but more so to do it correctly. We want to get this right. Yes, we want to move fast, boldly, but we also want to get this right, Krausert said.